everyone, and welcome aboard Mickey Mutineers. My name is Josh, and I'll be your skipper, guide, social director, and dance instructor for the next 3 months.
Mickey Mutineers, well, swabs, scalawags, and sons of bitches, wibbly wobbly, officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels, and I just didn't feel like yelling. I'm sorry.
What the hell? Yeah, but you got it right and everything. Well, mostly right.
Shut up, Robbie. All right, we apologize profusely for the airport battles of the Revolutionary War.
Battle Concourse D was the worst. It was a long, hard winter at Concourse D.
They've taken the baggage claim. I don't know if we'll make it home.
Could you imagine the TSA trying to get through all those courses?
We were able to save the Starbucks.
Thank goodness.
No. Hey, some gave all gave some.
I'm just imagining, you know, the painting of Washington crossing the Delaware, like that same group of people, but like on one of those moving sidewalks, just standing like that.
Maybe on like one of those golf carts you see zooming through the airport.
No, in a fucking. A baggage cart with a little tug pulling them. Robbie's lost.
We're coming up from baggage claim.
Just on the fucking baggage carousel.
We've gone around in circles. Everyone back on the boat.
Wait, hold on.
This is Plymouth?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, we can't see you. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine. The fucking interwebs up here in the middle of nowhere. I'm literally in the middle of nowhere.
True.
Right.
Anyway, what's next on the docket?
Well, Robbie was confused, so I was going to explain to him that Trump gave a 4th of July speech, which he claimed that the Revolutionary War troops took the airports.
And he didn't mumble through it.
I saw somebody online dubbed it the For Gettysburg Address. And I laughed so hard.
Yeah, I saw that on the God of the Internet's webpage.
That's where I shared it from. Webpage, I mean.
I'm out of that loop, so Jordan just tweeted it or texted it to me.
Okay.
Maybe all of us. I don't know. I saw it too. Okay. I loved it. Thanks, Jordan.
I think I sent everybody yesterday, but my internet sucks, so it might not have gone through. All right, so Jordan introduces his new segment. We reveal the winner to last week's Rotten Tomatoes game.
It's not Robbie.
Some of the things are closing in Future World this winter. Like, most of the things, aren't they? Anyways.
We'll get there.
This week in Rage. Main topic. We lawn chair Imagineer, a beloved classic. How late? Don't read this part out loud. Jake's ugly.
No! I said I'm ugly. No, you're ugly. No, I'm ugly. No, you're ugly. Just something.
Which is it, Jake?
Oh, right. God.
Jordan, you ready for this week in Rage?
Not yet.
I noticed when Josh read that part. First of all, big round of applause for Josh and his reading abilities. He's doing so much better.
Well, I've been taking those classes online.
Hooked on Pahonics really worked for you.
Hooked on Pahonics.
I'm just happy me and Jordan were for the same joke. Up top, Jordan.
No.
Woo.
Belly flops.
I fucking love your belly bumps, man. It's adorable.
The trick is you got to get it nice and greased up, so that way whenever you have skin on skin contact, it makes a bigger slap sound.
And you slide off of each other instead of just sticking.
This just gave me the weirdest mental image. I'm gonna hold on to it for tonight. Don't judge me, Robbie. It's 2019. We can do what we want. I'm an adult. Anyway, well, where were we? Did you finish the list? Oh yeah, you did finish the list. Okay, now onto some banter.
Yes,
let's have some forced banter. Okay, guys, real quick. I have to make an announcement that I should have made last week, but I didn't. So now I'm going to make it this week. In case our listening audience has noticed, if you're paying attention to the YouTube page and you like to watch us streaming on there, we're no longer streaming on there for the time being until we figure it out. Because we used to record this podcast and stream it on Google Hangouts. And, no, Robbie, we're not going over Spider-Man Far From Home. And,
hey, you can hear Robbie. I haven't seen it.
No, Robbie texted us. Anyway.
Yeah.
Google Hangouts is, well, for the last, what, 3 months, it's just been shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't, was it one of us that said something about it going away? Like they were discontinuing that service?
Yeah, so the last time we used it, which also we had massive technical difficulties because of it, I got the warning on my end that said Google Hangouts is going away later this month. It might be gone by now. So.
Well, there you go.
Oh, so can I delete that app?
Yeah, we're not going back to it.
All right.
So there are ways to stream Skype onto YouTube using the new YouTube Studio beta, but it's in beta, so some things aren't working. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually. I really enjoyed streaming because I like the interaction between the one person.
It's in beta, and some asshole threw it in the tank with the other betas. Now they're fighting.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me delete. I forgot on my phone. So I have, like, I had Google Drive, Google Hangouts, Google Docs, and Sheets, and Translate all in one folder. And I forgot that I labeled it All My Googles.
Why is that so delightful?
I don't know.
So wait, Jordan, did you just delete Hangouts just now?
Yeah.
Good.
What about Google Plus? Do you still have that?
Technically,
everybody has a Google Plus page if you have a Gmail account.
Yeah. Or a YouTube account, or both. Or
yeah.
So, Josh, good job on your Google Plus page. I'm going to go friend you.
Okay.
Just kidding. I'm not.
It's also just known as sending him an email.
Oh, I don't have time for that. So, yeah, that's why we're currently not streaming. But we're still... The podcast still lives on. Damn it. We're just, you know... Going through some phases. We're just hitting that awkward age. We're getting hair in funny places. We're starting to notice girls. It's weird. Especially since the podcast is only 6 years old. That makes it really weird. And now I don't feel comfortable with this joke.
This podcast is a small child.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for making it weirder.
That's pretty much accurate.
No, it's in podcast years, though, so it's like 40. Thanks, Jordan. Did you get it?
No, well, I'm just trying to cut down on the... that's why I blurred the background, is because the glare from the fan that I've got going on.
Oh, I thought you were wiping the spaghetti off my cheek.
Oh, that too.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You got some schmutz right here. Hold on.
Did you say schmutz?
Yeah.
Schmucks.
Oh, gosh. I want to point out to everybody that I just inhaled water and ended up not coughing at all. But I'm probably going to get pneumonia because now there's water in my lungs.
Mm. Well, you had a good run.
Yeah, so rest in peace, me. Thanks.
Wait.
What?
Lucky. Sweet release.
No, you guys aren't supposed to be jealous.
I'm always jealous of the dead.
Wow. This is supposed to be forced banter, Josh, and you just brought the whole room down.
Yeah, it's but... forced, all right.
I don't like when Josh mind. Forces things on me.
Like death?
Oh, yeah. Well, that
holding that pillow over your face.
Like, rather than biting the pillow. What?
Did everybody freeze or are we in dead air?
No, just you. We're all fine. Yeah. We're all fine here. Thanks. How are you?
We're sending someone up.
The two. Boring conversation anyway.
Robbie's confused. Jordan's not paying attention.
No, what? Jordan's paying attention. He's just, I know, it's not funny. Hey, real quick, before we get into Disney, who finished Stranger Things Season 3? Raise your hand.
I'm still watching it.
Oh, good. What episode are you on?
Like 3, I think.
Okay.
I'm on episode 1.
Okay.
Did you start episode 1 or are you just on it?
Dude, that's Star Wars. You're watching the wrong show.
The wrong movie, in fact.
Oh my god. I hope you guys don't turn into robots during when I listen to this next week.
Why?
Because you're robots now.
I kind of hope I turn into a robot. Everyone sounds great on my end. My end's the one recording, so.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. I mean, you know, once the AIs take over, I kind of wouldn't mind being a robot.
As long as they're nice to me, like, I'll serve them dinner and stuff or Energon cubes or something.
You know. Ba, wheat, grandma, wheat, mini bond.
All right, it's the universal greeting.
We're pretty much in with that. I like it. Hold on. So, real quick for the listening audience, because I know this is audio. Jordan has the blurred background setting on his computer, and he just took a swig of a drink, and the bottle was blurred out, and it totally looks censored. Yeah.
It's because I was holding it off to the side. If I hold it in front of me. Oh, no. Hold on. Oh, that's weird. Whoa.
Like, we're not getting paid for that advertisement.
Nope. However, Sprite.
No!
Launch.
Bleep that out.
Oh, man. Speaking of Stranger Things, I ordered new Coke off the Coke website yesterday.
How much did it cost?
Can't you just go downtown and pick it up?
No, I can't because... So, funny story. I tried to do that. But my buddy Ryan, who I used to do a podcast with way back in the day called It's All In My Head. The plug for the podcast that hasn't existed in 2 years.
I'm going to bleep that out, too.
Only one of the two guys that I still talk to. Anyway. My buddy Ryan works for Coca-Cola. And I sent him a text asking him where his new Coke stash was and how can I get some. And he said, he's like, dude, they keep that under lock and key. Apparently, they can get some, but they still have to log in and order it through the Coke website. But I think they get like a significant discount or X amount of cans for free because with their employee ID. But they still have to order it through the Coke website.
Wow.
Hold on. Why is there such a clamor for new Coke?
I don't know. Like, all right. So here's the deal. It's all right, Jake, to answer your question, it was expensive. It was way more than I should have spent on this. Get this. You ready? It was $19.85.
Nice.
Because the show takes place in 1985. So, you get two cans of New Coke.
Wait, only two?
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, only two actual cans of New Coke. But then you get two special edition glass bottles of regular Coke. Oh, hold on. One of the bottles is Coca-Cola Classic. And the other bottle is Coke Zero, but they're special Stranger Things edition bottles.
Uh-huh.
So they're collector's bottles. Like, I don't care about those. Like, whatever. I'm not, whatever. But the only reason I went through with this was for two reasons. If you signed up for a Coke account, I got 15% off of my first order.
And it was, and then I used that for the new Coke. So it ended up being something like $17, and it was free shipping. Maybe it was a little bit under 17. But also, I have been very, very adamant about getting Coke to reboot new Coke for years. And so far, my tweets have gone unnoticed. And
so what you're saying is you're pretty sure this is all because of you.
No, no. I wish it was because of me. I'm not taking that credit. What I'm saying,
I just wanted to accuse you of having delusions of grandeur.
Oh no, trust me, I'm not So I've been after new Coke, or I've been after Coke to reboot it, just because I want to try it. I've heard all of the stories, and I've heard all of the crazy talk about how it was just awful and how it was a huge disaster. There, even in the Coke Museum in downtown Atlanta, there is a whole section of new Coke and how it was just like the biggest giant fart that Coke ever just created. And,
right, and yet we still have Tab.
Yeah, well, you know.
Which so, was diet shit. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, sorry. I was trying to think of a not diet shit joke, and I couldn't think of one quick enough. So, I ordered the new Coke, and hopefully I'll get it, and I think I'm going to taste test it on a vlog.
Nice.
So.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I hope it tastes like ass.
I don't know what it's going to taste like, and I'm super excited to find out.
I kind of want to try it. I can't.
I mean, you can order it.
I know. I have the website up right now. It's a really cool looking website. It's very retro.
So.
All right. Well, I want a full report on that. And in the meantime, guys, let's talk some Disney.
All right. We need to figure
that's
out
me.
What
that's
we're
me.
Going
let's
to say.
Let's do this.
Yeah. No, Josh, no.
Right.
You know what?
What?
You once again, you brought the whole room down. We, 6 years. 6 years we've been doing this. We need a new bit, guys.
You know what? A new bit. I'm sorry. I had a mild stroke.
That's next not my time, problem.
Next time, if he blinks out, I'll just do something funny, I guess.
Why start now?
Oh, damn. that one was mean.
I'm sorry, Robbie. I couldn't pass that one up. Anyway, no, really, we need to work out a new bit here.
We'll brainstorm some ideas.
Yeah. Anyway, while we're talking,
tell Giuseppe to write that down.
Giuseppe, write that down. No, not that. Yeah, that one. Okay, good.
All right. Awesome. Good.
So, did he write down? Jordan said. Tell him to write that down.
Yes, he did. But then he underlined it in bold. It was kind of pointless. Anyway, first up in Disney news is not Disney news at all. Here with a brand new segment whose name I do not know. I mean, of the segment, I know Jordan's name. Is Jordan. Jordan, take it away.
All right. I think we should get some music whenever we do these.
I'll pipe in some music in the background when I put this
together. Excellent. All right, so welcome to the first edition to Gasly's Correction Corner. So guys, listen, I know I jumped in late on the episode last week, which was the disaster hour of things that stood the test of time. However, I did get to go back and listen to the episode this morning as I was driving to work. And guys, I have some corrections that we have to make. First off, Josh, I have to inform you that Good Burger is a national treasure, and you can go fuck yourself.
No. Already my new favorite segment.
Welcome to Good Burger. Hey, Josh, no. It can't be good bad. It's got good in the fucking title. Garbage. Fuck you.
It's fucking garbage.
No, it's got good in the title. It's fucking good.
It was fucking garbage, man.
It's Good Burger. It's movie's not called fucking Garbage Burger. It's a Good Burger.
Hey, Jordan, Jordan.
Well, it should have been called Garbage Burger.
I'm a dude. You're a dude.
He's a dude.
We're all dudes. Yeah.
All right. So, second correction. You know what, Jake and Josh?
Wait, you didn't tell me I was part of this.
And I'm probably biased. You know what? I am biased, but I'm still going out on this limb here. The Transformers animated show from the 80s is still one of the better ones that holds up. So much.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Hey,
yes,
it's better than the live action garbage.
I just watched last year the entire series that I bought on DVD, and I will put that up against any cartoon for. It is better than any He-Man episode. It is way better than any episode, and it is better than any other obscure 80s cartoon that you could think of. You know what? It's even better than a lot of 90s cartoons.
The animation was shit. The fucking acting was shit.
1983.
Where are they hanging out with the fucking construction workers kid? What's wrong with them?
What does that have to do with anything?
It's just fucking stupid.
Who do you think showing them the ropes around Earth?
Yeah, you can't.
They couldn't find a fucking adult?
They did.
There was one.
Even I know that, Josh. Come on.
Wait, no, he wasn't a construction worker. He was an oil rig worker.
No one's going to... I want George to come in next week and be like, hold on. Oil rig worker. Alright, so far I'm on board with Jordan.
Doesn't hold up.
You had your say last week.
It's still good.
Alright. What's next?
Alright. Alright. Man, that's a dog pile on Josh, but Coming to America is still a classic. I'm with Robbie on this one.
I thought I said I liked that one.
Yeah, but you said something else about it that I didn't like. I don't remember what it was, but I remember you.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to write something down that I'm going to guess is on Jordan's list, but I'm not going to say it until he says it. All right, anyway, continue. All
right, well, he's not here this week, but Creed, go fuck yourself. Citizen Kane is a goddamn masterpiece.
I've never seen it. Something I took away from last week's episode is I have not seen a lot of things.
No, Citizen Kane, to this day, is still a stunning piece of cinema.
He's not here to defend himself, so...
Yeah, well...
That's kind of on him, really.
There's a reason he's not here this week. Shouldn't have said what he said about Citizen Kane. Alright, and I've been very vocal about this. For years. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
No, it's not. It's a movie that fucking happens over Christmas.
Exactly. I've never seen it.
It's not. But they're having a Christmas. It doesn't matter. What does that have to do with the rest of the movie? Nothing. The spirit of Christmas is not in that movie at all.
But Jurassic World.
No.
No.
That's like.
My last correction. Gremlins is a Christmas movie because Gizmo was a Christmas present.
I'm putting majesty lines around my prediction of what this last item is going to be.
Actually, you know what? I could go either way on Gremlins. But Die Hard, staunch no on the Christmas movie camp.
I'm going to watch it this winter and find out if you're right.
You don't have to watch it. I'm right. All right. And my last correction. And you know what, man, Robbie, I was defending you hard on a lot of the stuff you said. But when you came in and you said that the original Ghostbusters doesn't hold up.
Boom! Robbie hitting on Ghostbusters. Right there on the
edge. And you were all like, the CGI is terrible. Bitch, those were practical effects. CGI was not a thing.
Yeah,
I will put up any of those special effects against
any CGI today.
Which is funny because we had a CGI Ghostbusters, and guess which one looked better?
Old one. I mean, I liked them both, but the old one still.
I've never the seen OG.
Actually, the OG
is still good. It's just.
No, don't go back on this. Like... No, you said it doesn't hold up. You flat out said on the internet, on international radio, that it does not hold up.
The first one, the second one, that's a slippery slope. Yeah,
you are going deeper into this hole. Here, Robbie, let me toss you a shovel.
No, it's just the second one is just a bit weird. Like, well, it's still good, it's just
they're ghosts. Weird. Ghosts are weird like that.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. This is my new favorite segment. Can we do this more often? I need you guys to make more mistakes. Which is a big ask, because we are already dominating in the mistakes.
Well, one of my mistakes is sitting right here.
Hey, I am not. You had nothing to do with me.
Well, I should have just fucking let you bleed to death on the kitchen floor.
Jeez. That was your mistake, saving my life, which is incomplete.
Nah, I'm just joshing you.
Hey, guess what? Last week we played the Rotten Tomatoes game for Spider-Man Far From Home. All one word. Spider-Man Far From Home.
It's a German film.
Yeah. And so last week on our guesses, Creed guessed 79, Josh guessed 87, Jordan 85, Robbie 1.
I said 90.
Pretty sure he said
2. I even remember what I said.
I thought he said 69.
No! Okay, Robbie, I'm going to be generous and give you 69, but that still puts you in dead last.
Whoa, what did you just fucking say to my kid?
Hey, shut up. He's an adult.
Wow, Jake just turned into the weird uncle.
Just?
Wait, what are you doing those longboard rides? No. Oh, well, man. Hold on. Besides, no, sorry, besides I feel crash. Bad for saying that.
Besides
I don't
crash.
Even like that joke.
You shouldn't.
I was just going to say that I'm the only one that's come out of those longboard rides that hasn't had their skin peeled off. And it's starting to look suspicious.
So you push them over.
Yeah. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, Robbie, you lost. Anyway. Yeah, so a week after its release, Spider-Man Far From Home has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 91%, making... Jordan the winner, because Josh gave his points to Robbie. You did. You did give your points to Robbie, Josh. Remember that?
I'm sure I did. So wait. So I'm pretty sure Robbie did guess 90. I'm going to have to stick up for Robbie for once.
For once.
Yeah, go ahead. He's still not winning.
All right, no. All right, hold on. I'll give my points to Robbie.
He said one, guys. He said it.
No, I did not.
Well, you said 90 initially, then you changed your answer, which was a poor choice. You would have won.
No, I said 90, but you guys said 2 for me.
And then you like, raised up one finger.
Before I had a chance to answer.
All right, what do we want to do next? Things closing in Future World or This Week in Rage? I think we should probably go through Future World.
Let's hurry up. I gotta go check on my laundry. I won't get to the Rage before I go check on my laundry.
Wait, are you gonna leave for the main topic that you picked?
I'll only be like 2 minutes.
Okay. Anyway, so
well, this It's a shared laundry room, and the firefighters might need to do laundry, too, so...
Is there only one machine?
This entire conversation has taken 2 minutes.
Like 10 people.
Anyway.
I will have got my laundry by now, Jake. Thanks.
Well, I would have got through this list by now, too, so thanks. Anyway, I have a list of all the things closing in Future World this winter.
The electric umbrella.
This is not a guessing game.
Oh.
But if it was, you would have won. Because...
You know, adult life is a guessing game.
You know what? You are correct. And we're all just making it up as we go. Robbie, let me tell you a life lesson right now. No one knows what the hell they're doing, ever. Ever. It is all a guessing game, and we just pretend we know what we're doing. Right, guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Okay, so, first up on the list to close, closing on September 8th, is the Fountain of Nations, Interventions East, Colortopia, and Nanu's Break. I don't know what two of those are. What's Nanu's Break? And what's Colortopia?
No
idea.
No clue.
Anyway, well, no use in looking into it now because it is Gonzo. Next up on the list, closing this winter, is the Electric Umbrella, which makes me sad because I am the only one in the world that likes the Electric Umbrella.
I like it, man. What did I get there? Mac and cheeseburger?
That's what I had there, too. It was delicious. Funny thing is, I wasn't there with you, but obviously
also, I had mac and cheese hot dog at Casey's Corner, too. Ooh. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, those are so awesome. Good.
Oh, now I'm getting hungry.
Now I want mac and cheese corn dog, just corn hot dog with mac and cheese around it and then dipped.
Now I need a Gasly's Gourmet segment where he just describes mac and cheese to me. Next up on the list, Mouse Gear will move to a temporary home while the current Mouse Gear is reimagined.
Does anybody remember when Mouse Gear smelled like a fart?
Yes! It always stunk. Why?
I have no idea.
Because they had carpet and people would be wet in there all year.
That's actually a pretty good explanation. Just that musty, dank smell.
Yeah.
Like a fart?
It just... Because people fucking hang out when it's pouring. People just hang out in electric umbrella and Mouse Gears.
Oh.
That little corridor there.
Mm, spare it to walk around.
Holy shit, Josh might have solved this. Good job, Josh.
Yeah.
Next up on the list of things closing is Fountain View featuring Starbucks. It's moving to a temporary location later this fall. Can't get rid of Starbucks. Art of Disney is closing temporarily and moving to a new location. I don't know what Art of Disney is. Oh, is that the one up front to the right?
Yeah, the art
store.
Okay. Penn Central is also going to operate for a temp.
That's where I bought your picture.
What picture?
The one I mailed you.
Oh, that one. I thought you meant you bought one from me. I was like, what? No, you didn't. Right.
No, I don't even remember what one it was. I just remember buying it now.
It was the Figment Scream one. I'm going to get it framed and hang it right over there.
On your kitchen window?
Yes. Oh, Jordan, hold it for me while he's hanging out in my window.
Mm-hmm.
Next up closing is the Camera Center, which will become home to the new Pin Central. Cameras are out! Pins are in!
Why is there still a camera store?
I don't know.
They still sold disposable cameras in it, too.
Like, is that just part of the theming? Like, they still want it to look like it's 82?
Probably. Get those disposable, the 110, or no, the film. Yeah. Is that, was it 110?
There's 110 and 35. But
yeah, I think it's the 110.
The 110 had the little cartridges.
Yeah, they looked like little Mickey hats.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, those aren't there anymore. Now they're pins.
Robbie's confused. He's sitting there going, what's film?
See, Robbie? A long time ago.
Before we had computers in our pockets.
Before anyone was alive.
Nobody was around back then.
But we still had film, which is weird.
We
had to mine it from the ground.
That's how we have pictures of the dinosaurs.
I can't tell if that made a lot of sense or no sense at all.
You see that GoPro that freaking survived a lava flow?
Yes. Like, I saw the video too.
What? I haven't heard about this.
There's a GoPro set up in a lava flow and lava just covered it and it survived.
No way.
Yeah.
I have to go find this footage.
Which makes me think lava's not that hot and I can jump in.
Do it.
Don't tell him, guys. Don't tell him.
I'm going to tell him. Don't you care. Next up on the list of things closing, Club Cool.
Oh, it's about goddamn time.
But temporarily.
Like, it's not...
Yeah.
Well, as long as they make it back into Ice Station Cool, I don't give a shit.
I do. I don't want that shit in my face again, Josh.
You're just mad because I threw an ice ball at you.
Yeah, they're not snow. They're ice. And I don't need that negativity in my life. Thank you very much.
Dude, on a hot day, Ice Station Cool was a fucking savior.
Not because of the ice, though.
Because it was cold.
It was cool. Last up on the list of things closing, which, I mean, we've pretty much covered that entire central area now, is Character Spot. And the characters will be relocated to different locations. Minnie Mouse will move to the World Showcase Gazebo.
Gazebo?
These are gazebos, and they're bullshit. That was a quote from the movie It. Thank you. Daisy Duck will move to the American Adventure. Because when I think of America, I think of flying things and airports and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they installing a fucking new airport right in the back of American Adventure?
It's just a backdrop.
Okay.
During the Thomas Jefferson scene. Anyway, Mickey and Goofy will be in temporary locations.
Which, you know, Jefferson Airplane got their name from the airplane Thomas Jefferson flew in the Revolutionary War.
Their first EP release, which not a lot of people know of, was a Thomas Jefferson Airplane.
But on the album cover, they couldn't put the apostrophe S. Mm. It was supposed to be Thomas Jefferson's Airplane. But they're like, no, drop the S. And then, yeah.
Yeah, it just happened. It was beautiful.
And it just ended up with Starship somehow. I don't understand that part. Anyway.
Well, that's because we have Space Force now.
Listen, well, no, hold on. We haven't gotten to the part where Trump talks about the battle or the War of 1812. I'm sure we'll escalate in air power.
Which happened on the moon, of all places.
Yeah.
With the Russians.
But then there are friends.
My favorite part of this whole article of where the characters are moving from the character spot. Let me just read this sentence. Ready?
Okay. Because
I identified with the sentence, like, to my core. Here's what it says. It says, the location for Joy is still to be determined.
Yep, story of my life.
Yep.
Man, that one hits a little too close to home.
Right? I feel like that should be our episode title.
What, that one hits a little too close to home?
No, the location of Joy is still to be determined.
I knew what you meant. Never mind.
Oh. Well, hold on, I'm writing this down. The long sentence.
All right. Can't you just copy and paste it?
Onto a post-it note, Josh? Let me get silly putty out.
That doesn't work on a computer screen, you dumbass.
Well, then why would you recommend it?
Huh. Robbie, do you even know what silly putty is?
Yeah, I used to have some.
Did you eat it?
No. The shell broke, and it just got bad, so I just tossed it.
Yeah, I woke up one night. And the silly putty was just slapping Robbie in the face.
Like when you're eating a banana and the peel just keeps flapping against your chin. Flap, flap, flap.
You're not supposed to deep throat the banana, Jake.
Don't tell me my business, Josh.
All right, fine.
It's 2019. We can't judge.
The fuck we can't.
I don't know what that laugh was. All right. It's time for This Week in Rage. Okay.
So is this going to be on our Diz Twitch scandal list?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Because I'm guessing it's about the Little Mermaid.
What? Yes.
Who the fuck cares, man?
Apparently people do.
And that fucking bitch that fucking compared it to Oprah?
What if someone played it? What if they cast a white girl as Oprah?
What the fuck does that have to do with anything, you stupid fucking motherfucker?
Is Oprah a mermaid?
No! I don't know what the fucking rant was. It was...
It was obviously a stupid one.
Well, most of my rants are stupid.
Hey, what day did this news come out? Like, July 4th?
It was Thursday, I believe.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Anyway, so yeah.
Did people bitch because Heimdall was a black man?
Yeah.
I want to know this.
Yeah, they did.
Did they really? They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What if they cast? What if he was James Bond? Would people bitch?
Yeah,
they did.
Oh, what if the Doctor? What if Doctor Who was going to be a black dude? Would they bitch? What if Doctor Who was a woman? Oh.
Yeah, they bitched about that too. So the moral of the story here is people are garbage.
Here's what I don't understand.
Hold on. All right. We kind of jumped into this, and then Josh went off the rails.
Because I'm pissed about it, man.
We didn't even say what the outrage was. You just jumped into what the outrage is. Oh. Like, I'm angry about it, too.
But let's say what it is.
But damn, man, let us say what it is first.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
Listen, hold on. I love your moxie.
Let's sit on your hands for a second.
Do you know if you sit on your hands for 15 minutes before a test, it feels like someone else is ruining your life?
God damn it.
Jordan, go ahead and announce what the outrage is.
All right, so Thursday, Disney had announced that they cast the part of Ariel for the live-action Little Mermaid.
And I read
which
it
everybody
Polly
was
Perry.
Always...
Let him talk!
The hell is that?
Josh talking over you again?
Oh.
I don't know that. That's weird.
Disney announced the casting of the... for the part of Ariel in the live-action Mermaid, which leading up to this, everybody was already bitching that there was going to be a live-action version of the Little Mermaid, because that's what the internet likes to do, is just bitch about things that they have no control over. and the part of Ariel is played by a very fine actress who sings very beautifully. Her name is Halle Bailey. And she is one half of the R&B duo, Chloe. I think it's like Hallie and Chloe or Chloe and Hallie. I can't remember whose name is first. But Hallie is an African-American young lady. And all of the racists in the world jumped on Twitter and started griping that a black girl was playing Ariel. And then it was a giant shit show for 3 days.
and still going. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's not as big of a shit show, but, like, there's a lingering smell.
Listen. What is the point of being angry? All the arguments are just dumb. All of the arguments are dumb. Like,
Well, Ariel is a white redhead. Okay. Well, she's also a mermaid. Well, there are no mermaids aren't real. Mermaids can be any color. Well, there's no such thing as a black mermaid. Well, let me show you all of this African folklore that proves you otherwise. Like, well, it's a Danish story. Yeah, it's still a Danish story about a creature that doesn't exist. I don't understand what you don't understand about this. And then...
there's not really a point of, like, speaking out about that, because then you're going to get shot down.
Right.
Because it's just bull.
And one of the really terrible counter arguments I heard was, well, is Tiana gonna be white in the Princess and the Frog live action remake? I'm like, hold on, whoa, hold on. Let's just pump the brakes there, buddy. Listen,
that's a bit too far.
Yeah, listen, hold on. Somebody turning one character white doesn't equate them to like taking a character and making their ethnicity black. Like that's like because you feel like you had something taken away from like that. That's not how that works. Like that. That's not the same thing.
Yeah. No. It really isn't.
So it's not like, well, you took Ariel, so we're gonna take that. Like, no, that's not how.
This is not how this works.
That's not how you should live your life at all. And also. How about this? How about Halle Bailey had the best audition and they hired her on skill? How about that?
Yeah, do you think of that, interwebs?
I fully support that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You said earlier that she has a fantastic singing voice.
These are all the same shitty racist people that were griping that they were changing the redhead in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say earlier. It's funny that when they did that, here comes our own very own J Dunks with just all this information on all the female pirates that actually existed in history, and now with this Ariel news, here comes J Dunks with all of these black mermaids that have existed.
Like. He's...
And if anybody, like, look up Mami Wata. Like, that's probably one of the most famous African folk stories about black mermaids and river deities. Like, I don't understand why this is an issue, like, at all.
It shouldn't be, but people are trash.
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, that's the part you're forgetting.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this tweet that I thought I favored it and retweeted it. I hope it didn't get deleted.
Uh-oh.
But, no, not that one. No, wait, hold on. No, I also can't remember which account. No, it's gone. Dang it.
Oh, while we're on the topic of live-action Disney movies, did you guys see the trailer for Mulan?
Yes, but hold on a second. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So I guess we're waiting for Josh.
But, like, what I really like about this girl, this Halle Bailey, she has very aerial features. Like, she's got that smile that goes ear to ear, and it's, like, I don't know, very aerial-esque. If we're going to complain about things. I mean, not complain about things. I don't know. I'm very excited for this movie. Like, my only thing I wanted from this, like, when there were rumors that there was going to be a live-action Little Mermaid, I was just like, she needs to sing. That's all. She has to have an amazing voice. And, yeah, here we are.
Well, they casted somebody who can sing.
Good! So I'm happy.
Have they officially cast Ursula yet?
Of course you would ask that.
Oh, wow.
I forgot about all that shit.
Yeah, I forgot about that too. We used to have that running joke with.
But no, like the rumor I read was they're looking at Lady Gaga for Ursula. And it's like, you know, she's a little short and a little skinny.
You know, like here's the deal. I have no issue with Lady Gaga. I actually like a lot of her music.
No,
and I think she would make a good Ursula.
But I feel like I want an actual drag queen to be Ursula, since she was based off a drag queen.
Oh my god.
That would be a ballsy move.
So
yeah, and I want it to happen.
Yeah, and if Disney does do that, people
and Disney's not a drag queen, it's a transvestite.
Oh yes. Yeah, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I know. It's just that's the one that came to mind.
But also he'd probably do it.
When I was at work the other day, I was stationed at one of the historic cabins on our campus, and I had this lizard that kept on like going back and forth on the porch. And my coworker and I named him Eddie Lizard.
And that's a good one. Fantastic makeup on it. Fantastic gun.
Kept his makeup in one corner and his what the fuck do lizards eat? Flies?
acorns.
No, they don't. Got a mouse that lives in my trailer down here. I named him last night, and I forgot what his name is now. Haven't seen him since, though, so that's all right. Mouse that lives under the hood of my truck. His name is Thunder Mouse.
All right, you know what? No, we're done talking about mice. Okay, on the topic of Week in Rage, and since all these people are outraged because we apparently have taken their Ariel from them.
No one's taken anything from them.
Hold on, let's move right into our main topic.
Guys, wait, hold on 1 second. One more point. Also, this whole argument of ruining your childhood. Like, listen, no one is taking the original movie away. This is something that can be enjoyed in addition to. Like, that's not ruining your childhood.
Next generation of and that also, original movie.
Exactly. And if this live action ruined your childhood so much, then maybe your childhood deserves to be ruined. Like, if that is how hard you're like holding on to that, then maybe your childhood needs to be ruined.
Maybe your childhood just sucked.
And that's not on us, or Ariel, or Disney. No, really, but no, Jordan brings up a good point, because ruining my childhood is one of my least favorite arguments for anything ever, because it is baseless. It is completely baseless. Because the thing still exists, the original thing still exists. No one's taking anything. It exists. You can
still get it.
Go watch The Little Mermaid and boycott this movie if you want to. You're going to look like a fool. But fine. And just cradle your childhood and do what you want with it. But no one's ruining it.
Hey, speaking of live action movies, before we get to the main topic, has anyone else seen the Mulan trailer?
Oh, Josh, I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm fucking excited for it. I'm just saying.
It looked amazing. Like, first of all, I shared it on the Mutineer Facebook, the Mutineer Disaster Hour studio. I don't know what the hell we're called anymore. Anyway, I shared it on there, and I said it right on the post. I said something along the lines of, I was not expecting this to drop, and I was not expecting this trailer to be so damn good. Man, it was.
It's pretty cool.
But it's a shame that they cast an Irish lady as Mulan.
I almost retweeted the tweet from Disney about the trailer, and I almost said something dumb like, I don't get it. I don't see any mermaids in this trailer.
I would have retweeted the shit out of that, Jordan. Anyway.
Maybe I could do it right now.
As long as people are complaining that we're taking their mermaid from them, guys, we're going to take something else from them. In our main topic this week on Lawn Chair Imagineering, Josh, explain to us what Lawn Chair Imagineering is.
That's where we sit in our lawn chair and redesign this shit.
We hold Josh's beer and make it better. And by better, we mean it absolutely worse. And this week, since... What?
I promise I won't try and change it to the Jungle Cruise this time. Oh. Just kidding. I'm going to change it to the Jungle Cruise.
Way to step on your own punchline, but good job. Hey, this week, since the Little Mermaid ride is fantastic, but it's not classic enough. We need to do some damage. So we're going to take on another maritime ride. Guys, we're going to launch Air Imagineer, Pirates of the Caribbean, which also features mermaids. Or at least it used to. Maybe they took them out. Did they take the mermaids out?
Yeah, they're too black.
Josh!
I'm pretty sure there might be, like, skeletons.
Jordan Dibas just touched his hairline.
No, I mean, that was very tongue-in-cheek, so I'll let that one slide.
Oh. Isn't there, like, a mermaid skeleton somewhere in there?
Yes. Yeah, there is.
Okay.
It's a real mermaid skeleton.
Yeah. Bought it from P.T. Barnum himself.
Oh, did you know there actually is a real human skull in the Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland?
Have you not listened to this podcast for the last 6 years?
He hasn't been old enough to. We started this when he was 12.
No, I actually have been listening. It's just some bits I haven't. Little bits and pieces of that I haven't.
Anyway, yes, we did know that. But thank you, Robbie. Thank you for sharing. Maybe someone else didn't know that.
So we're doing Disney World, right?
Yes.
All right.
Oh yeah, that one. That's.
You know, I would start by adding a second drop.
Simple as that. I was about to say that.
In a cave of treasures. But you know what else I'm going to add to this? No, before the first drop even. Before the second drop, before the first drop, before the cave of treasures, guys.
A restaurant?
No, even better.
A Cajun shack?
No, Josh, I'm not trying to get into Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean. You can do that, but I'm not. This is my idea.
Okay, what are you adding?
An LIM launch.
Boom! Oh shit!
That pushes
you up the first hill to get to the second drop. Yes,
it doesn't push you. The airborne part is going to be fantastic. Airborne pirate brigade.
Oh, I thought you said air horn.
What? No. Yeah, lots of students just what?
It launches you straight into fucking Tailspin's Air Pirates, Sky Pirates. Don Carnage.
Yes.
That's the first pirate we encounter is Don Carnage. You know, way back in 1776.
But it's brief because then you start falling. And as you fall, you wonder, was that Don Carnage? You thought people were pissed about Jack Sparrow. Wait till you see this.
Jack Sparrow? Was he a Pokemon?
And the only reason you start falling is because they haven't invented parachutes yet.
Wait, they invented airplanes?
And because of gravity.
Parachutes? Gravity's not real, Robbie.
Yeah, the Earth is flat, Robbie. You didn't know this? Read a book.
But not that one. Not that
so
one.
Many
no, put
things
it down.
About that.
Not a science book. Yeah, you can't read a science book to know that the Earth is flat. You got to read this one published by Joe Schmuck.
Or just simply look at memes about flat Earth.
Well, they just proved that the Earth is round.
Wait, what's happening here? This is
I don't know. So okay, so we got launched into the sky, flew past Don Carnage and their pirates.
I'd like to see you top this, Josh. Josh.
Yeah, I'm here. You guys left.
Oh, where did I go?
I don't know. I can see your faces, but you turned into robots again.
I was at Jake's the whole time.
Oh, guys, you know what? Hold on a second. Can I just throw in a work story real quick?
It's not like we ever go into tangents.
Okay, quick tangent based on what George just said. So at work, me and the mechanic were talking, and I said I live by myself, and he meant to say, "Oh, you do?" But he said, "Are you sure?" And briefly, I became worried. And I was like, I don't know. I haven't actually checked, but I assumed I did.
Anyway, that motherfucker needs to cough up his half of the rent.
I know, right? Anyway, so we're flying through the air, past Don Carnage. We're starting our descent.
After the fly right through Jake's kitchen window on the descent.
My kitchen window's on the ride?
It is now.
Nice. Jordan, animatronic, but Jordan, next to it going like this.
But the downside is your bedroom smells like pirate water.
What's the downside? I'm sorry. This sounds like you just boosted my real estate value. Thank you very much.
No. You'll get used to it and not smell it anymore.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, if you get used to it, just smell like pool water or something like that.
Anyway, so through Jake's window,
past the animatronic Jordan, in my window.
And then...
Is my animatronic just educating people on actual female pirates?
Sure. In my window, yes. But you go by so fast.
Very brief.
What, like, you know, like Anne Bonny?
Yeah. And Mary Read?
Yeah. Which, let's see, which one of them hung out with Jack Rackham? Margaret Thatcher.
Anne Bonny did. At least according to Sid Meier's Pirates. Which is where
But she may have had his kid as well.
What'd she do with him?
I don't know. She was in prison. Probably got taken away.
Oh, you mean like had his kid? Not had his kid.
Yes.
I have this cup, but I didn't have this cup.
If I remember right, Jordan, I might be wrong, but I think Anne Bonny
just
Jack Rackham.
Sentence right there.
I mean, we can always fact check this.
We are a news organization, Jordan. We don't have time for that.
No, I'm looking up. Just keep talking.
Oh, okay. I don't want to purposely misinform people. I'll fucking accidentally do it all day long. Wait, no, I don't want to accidentally. I don't want to accidentally misinform people. I'll purposely do it.
Jack Rackham?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah, that was Anne Bonny.
Okay. And they had a kid and she gave birth in prison.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, in Jamaica, if I remember.
Allegedly.
Right.
So, we're coming down through my window. We got to start wrapping up this ride, Josh. We're running out of time.
I haven't even said any of the stuff that I'm doing yet.
Oh, okay. So, we're coming down. We land, and then Jordan.
We're back in the water. We're heading towards the first drop after we fall out of the sky.
That's the first drop after the descent.
We follow the sky and then we go in the first water drop.
All right, we'll call it a hydro drop, a hydro escalator, if you will, a hydro later. No, Josh, no. Don't put hydrolators on Pirates of the... You know what? No. Put hydrolators on Pirates of the Caribbean. Jordan,
right,
what do you got?
This part.
What does Robbie have?
What? A confused look on his face.
All right.
I wasn't really paying attention.
I was giving Robbie the chance to go before me.
Oh. Basically, to make Pirates of the Caribbean better, of course, add the second drop and make it a tiny bit longer.
Better? No, this is lawn chair imaginary.
Yeah, we're lawn chair imaginary. We're making it worse.
Oh, out of loop.
A cool way.
It's like you weren't paying attention at all.
Did you not just hear me? I just said out of loop.
Done.
Just a random loop.
Second drop, loop. And onto the Cave of Wonders.
Oh, I was just going to put the loop like in the middle of the ride. Like you're just going, oh no. Just and, like, slowly middle, around. Just like, ah! And that's the and, third like, drop.
Does a barrel roll.
What? A barrel roll?
Loop into a barrel roll.
Rawr. It's a bar.
So we're adding the bear.
Okay, so there's a bear in the ride, Jordan.
All right.
So we're in the Cave of Wonders here.
Okay.
So there's a genie lap somewhere in there.
Sure.
And treasure you shouldn't touch.
I will touch my treasure all day long. What? My carnal treasure.
Jesus Christ.
This... All right, now, Jordan. I've made my dirty jokes.
Wait, so am I yes anding? Because I did like a whole thing on my own.
No, we're
well, you, yeah, whatever.
I mean, you can just slide it into ours. It's not like you're going to ruin it.
No, mine's like a whole thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Wait,
you have to finish yours first.
I know. Okay, so we're coming around and it goes back to the station. There's
actually only one pirate. No, wait. We got the ship. We'll replace it with a Smalley pirate ship. Boat. Smalley pirate boat.
Okay.
And they board our boat, kill us all, and throw us in the ocean.
Yeah, you know when you're playing Roller Coaster Tycoon and there's the auto finish feature?
And you click auto finish,
it just kind of loops back around to the station. So after it kills us all, it just kind of does a couple S-bends, and then we're just back, and then we get off the boat.
Yeah, we gotta get the boat back for another crew that gets killed.
Yeah. And that is that version of Pirates of the Caribbean, which is far superior to the original.
Why the fuck did we put Somali pirates in the Caribbean?
How come you didn't start your ride off with people going for a drink at a tavern and then getting kidnapped? And then put on the ride.
Oh, this sounds like
actual piracy.
This is like those stupid fucking dark room choose your own adventure places, whatever the fuck they are.
Escape rooms?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, but except a room, you're on a pirate ship.
Yeah, let's you're in the middle of the fucking ocean.
And there's no escape.
Congrats, that's your life.
Pirates of the Caribbean now. Into an escape room.
I guess I'm a pirate now. Wait, Jordan, is that how your ride starts?
No, it's not, actually. Surprisingly, I don't know why I didn't think of that, but earlier.
Okay, now Josh, sit on your hands. We're going to listen to Jordan.
Yep.
All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, so my entire...
I might interrupt you, though.
You don't Sorry. Say. my entire Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a giant Muppets overlay.
We're supposed to make it worse, not better.
So,
sailing for adventure on the big blue wet thing.
As you get on the boat and you head through the mist that has the Davy Jones projected on it. That's actually going to be Rizzo. And he's going to be, like, trying to scare you. Like, saying Davy Jones things, but with his Rizzo voice. And instead of the mist, it's all of the rats just, like, spitting water at you through straws. And then they're also making all the running sounds. And then as you pass the skeletons on your left... Those skeletons are actually the skeletons of Statler and Waldorf, and they're just making fun of everybody.
Oh no!
And then, when you pass the skeleton on the right that's steering the ship, it's a Muppet version of a skeleton, and he's just singing "I Ain't Got No Body" over and over again. And then you
Wait,
go through
the
first
dead
drop.
Tom?
Sure,
he's dead.
He's a skeleton Muppet.
Okay, sure.
Dead Tom's dead.
And then whenever you go through the first drop and you get into the big open space, we're going to replace the Barbossa animatronic with a Tim Curry animatronic.
Yes. Yes.
So everybody on the left or on the right, where all the townspeople, they're still people, but all the background pirates are going to be Muppet whatnots. And they're, so there's a very big size difference between the pirates and then the actual townspeople. Miss Piggy is obviously going to be red. The auctioneer is going to be Pepe the Prawn. So he's just going to be auctioning everybody off.
Hey, who wants this bottle of rum, okay?
Mm-hmm. And all of the chickens are going to be replaced with Camilla and all of the chicks. So all of those, so as you pass that, you have all the, you have the women that are chasing the pirates in a circle. So we're getting rid of those, but we're only keeping one. And it's going to be the Swedish chef, and he's going to be chasing some of those chickens.
Jiggy.
Yeah. And then when you look to your right, the drunk guy who's talking to the cat is going to be Sweetums. And when you pass under that bridge, you have all of the pirates playing like the mandolins and the lutes. And mm-hmm. they're singing. So it's going to be the Electric Mayhem, but they're going to be the Electric Mayhem from the 1970s. And that whole area is going to be a 70s rock concert.
Fucking disco ball and everything, but they gotta be playing Cabin Fever.
No, I mean, they're playing the Yo-Ho Yo-Ho, Pirate's Life for Me. And then, so as you pass through that, the dog with the key is gonna be Rolf. And the prisoners in the cages are going to be Bobo, the giant bear, Beauregard, Bean Bunny, and then the one in the cell over a little bit further is going to be Crazy Harry, and he's going to keep trying to blow himself out with dynamite. And at the end, where you see Captain Jack Sparrow, it's going to be Kermit and Sam the Eagle, and Kermit just turns to Sam the Eagle and says, "It's hard to find good help these days," and then Sam sighs disapprovingly.
We're supposed to make it worse, not like fuck a million times better.
No, you said Imagineer. No, you said armchair Imagineer. You didn't say fuck it up.
No, lawn chair Imagineer.
No, Josh, that's... no. Don't disparage him for this amazing brilliancy.
No, I love it. I love it. We need that one blog needs to have their fucking Imagineering piece back.
You know, we could just make our own, right?
If we had a blog, that would be easy.
Oh, well, we're working on that. Anyway, Jordan, here's what I... Hold on, Jordan?
Yeah.
I told you the main topic of tonight's episode like 20 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
This has been on your mind for a while, hasn't it?
No, actually, like, well, whenever you sent me the text, you're like, we're lawn chair Imagineering. Josh said he wants to do Pirates of the Caribbean, which my response was... Are we all doing Pirates of the Caribbean, or do we just like pick something? Because I was going to do a Muppet overlay of Haunted Mansion.
Oh God!
And then
you know, let's save that for our Halloween episode. Let's just. I want to hear this.
Okay. And then, but no. And then Jake was like, "No, we're all gonna do Pirates of the Caribbean." So I thought we were all coming to the table with something. I didn't realize that we were yes anding.
I mean, we
kind of don't have a set thing for this segment.
Yeah, no, this is. I thought it went very beautifully on all parts, but my favorite part. Well,
but when you sent me the text, I was like, "Well, if I'm doing this, I might as well watch a ride video." So I was watching a ride-through video, and I was just, like, taking notes on my phone as I was watching it.
Man, so, but the only thing I want is, as you exit the boat, there's got to be the animatronic that says, Cabin Fever, yeah!
What's the, Clueless Morgan?
Yeah, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, need him. But my second favorite part about this is Jordan's ride still had more pirates than our ride did.
Hey, we had Don Carnage.
Yeah, that was the only one. We had no other pirates, Josh.
Yeah, we didn't think this through, did we? It would have been better if we made it to the Jungle Cruise.
How many pirates are on the Jungle Cruise? All of them now. We're going to move all the pirates to the Jungle Cruise. And Ariel, for some reason.
But, Black Ariel.
I mean, all right, we can bring them both. I have room in my heart for both of them, Josh. Think about what you're going to say.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say it.
Yeah, don't. And on that note, hey guys, that's our show. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for listening to Mickey Mutineers right here on the Mutineer Disaster Studios. I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Jordan. That's Robbie, as always.
This is a mess.
I just want to see Redhead Ariel and Black Ariel make out.